Vevola yuvol v'shama yiyu ad yoyim pokti yoysim. Pasuk Nimyon says that you're supposed to stay in Bavel, you can't go up, Christ says until Mashiach comes. So therefore he wasn't able to leave Bavel. New Mashem, so the more of Reb Zeira, what does Reb Zeira do with this pasuk? Like, how come he wanted to go up? Who be chli sharis ksiv? This pasuk is going on a chli sharis, that they're not allowed to take back. But a person, a Yisrael, is allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. So the more of Reb Yehuda, what does Reb Yehuda say about this? Ksiv kru achirin, he said there's another pasuk. The pasuk says, Hishbati yeschem b'nei Yerushalayim. B'tzvois oi b'ayolos hasod, because Baruch Hu swear to us, like these animals in the fields. B'tzvois oi tzvi or b'ayol. Is that mashmawat that we can't go back to Eretz Yisrael? Reb Zeira, what does Reb Zeira say about this? This pasuk goes on shelo yalu Yisrael b'chayma. It means that the whole Yisrael should not go together. Rashi says yachad biyat chazaka, like we can't leave Bavel all together and go into Eretz Yisrael to take over. That we're not allowed to. But for Yochid, like Reb Zeira, he's allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael. For Reb Yehuda, what does Reb Yehuda say about this? He says no. Another pasuk says. Hishpati achrin exib. There's another pasuk of Hishpati Hashem like made a shvua that will not let it go up to Eretz Yisrael. For Reb Zeira, what does Reb Zeira do with this? Humi boiler, he needs this. Look at Reb Yosi, Reb Chanina. That the Yomar, he says, Gimel shvuas halalu lama. How come the pasuk says like three shvuas Hashem swore three times? Is achas shloyalu Yisrael b'chayma. One is that the whole Klal Yisrael cannot go together up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel. That he made us swear like that we will not rebel against the Goyim. Now that we're in Golis, we're not allowed to rebel against the Goyim. Hashem like made the Goyim, the Umas, the Oivdik HaChofim swear like they will not make us work too hard. They can't be Meshabed us too much. So that's Pshan, these three Shavuos. But I call upon him, one Jew, like a private person, is allowed to go up to Eretz Yisrael, even from Bavel. So the more of Reb Yehuda, what does Reb Yehuda do with this? The pasuk says, Im to'iru v'im to'iru, whether we will wake up, or there will wake up other people. Ksiv. So in other words, as if to say, like, there are two shvuas here. It's like two things. So Hashem is saying a double thing, that even a yochid, even a private person, also cannot go up. Reb Zeira, what does Reb Zeira do with this? I had smashed me, there are two shuas each one. So Mara says true, Reb Zeira mi boile Rabbi Levi. He holds like Reb Levi. The Yomer, he says like this, Rabbi Levi says that sheish shavuas halalu lama. Like how come the apostle says six shavuas? Like we're saying three, it says, and it says im to'iru, v'im to'iru, a double lotion. Just to say there's six. So t'los sahani di amorin. Three is like we just said. Inich, what's the next three? Shelo yiglu v'sakeits. One thing is, they said to the Nevi'im, they should not reveal when the Mashiach will come, when the Kates will be, when the end will be. Secondly, v'shlo yirchaku as the Kates. We should not push off the end. So Rashi learns two pshat, and one pshat is we should not do averus to push off the Kates. And secondly, Rashi says it that loshen doichig means we should not daven too much yoisim yidai for Mashiach. To daven too much is no good. And secondly, v'shlo yiglu hasoid liyevdik chavim. We should not reveal private things to the Goyim. So Rashi has two pshatim, either means the Yisoid of Ibur, or also means the Yisoid of Tamiya Torah. The Tamiya Torah will not allow to tell over to the Goyim. Right, and the Pasuk says before, Shvat Yitzchem, B'nai Shurishlaim, it says, B'tzvois oi b'ayolos asodim, like by the deers or the aisle of the fields. So Amar Reb Loz, Amar Lama Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem told the Klal Yisrael, Im atem mekayomim es ha-shvua, if you're going to keep this shvua, not be over it, and listen to it, mutiv, you'll be okay. But if you're not going to listen to these shuas that Hashem is making now, I'm going to make you like Hefker, anybody can come and take you away, just like people take away deers and aisles. Omer Reb Loza says, Kol ha'adar be'eretz Yisrael shru yiblayoven. Whoever is living in Eretz Yisrael lives without averus. In other words, Hashem is mechaper you there. Shenemar Posik says, Ul bal yoymar shochen chalis yom. You should not say people living in that soil are like sick. Hayeshev bo nesui oven, because people that are living there have a nesui oven are like forgiven. So you see, whoever lives in Eretz Yisrael has this nesui oven. Omalei Rav Rabashi, so Rav said to Rav Ashi, Anan, we learn from this pasuk like this. V'soiv lechaloi masninin lo, people that are sick. So Mashur explains it means like this. True, there's a nesui oven. We have a forgiveness. But it doesn't mean just for anybody living in Eretz Yisrael, but people that are sick there, that have Yisurim, because of the Yisurim, because of the pains they have, the pains take away the Averis, that's what we have in the Suyovin. For that we have a Kaparah. Omer Rav Onan. Rav Onan says, Kol ha-kovu b'Eretz Yisrael, whoever is buried in Eretz Yisrael, is kilu kovu tachas ha-mizbeach. It's like he's buried underneath the mizbeach. In other words, he has a kapara. Ksiv Ochet says over here, mizbeach adoma tasali, you should make a mizbeach out of adoma. Ksiv Ochet, a pasuk in Devarim says, v'chiper adamosai amai, that the adoma should be mechaper for us. In other words, that if you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's like a mizbeach that's mechaper for you. So is the Indian Luchura to be buried in Eretz Yisrael? We'll soon see Lamaisa. Ula have irogled every solak l'Eretz Yisrael. Ula, even though he was living in Bavel, he used to visit, he used to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Noch nafshe b'chutz l'Eretz. But when he died, he was in chutz l'Eretz. Is also Omrele le Rebbe Loza, told to Rebbe Loza. Omas Rebbe Loza said like this, Aunt Ula, where is Ula? Al Adama Temeya Tomus, that he died like in a bad land, a Temeyatic land, he should be buried there, like Lord Blazer want to know, where are they burying him? Is Omelo, they said to him, Arene Bo, that no, they're burying him here in Eretz Yisrael. His Oren, the Oren of Ula came. Omelahem, Rav Blazer said back though, Eino doime kol toisoi mechayim le kol toisoi liachamisa. It's not doime if you came to live in Eretz Yisrael when you were still alive, then Eretz Yisrael is killed at you, like takes you in much better, and there's a bigger kapara for you. Whereas here, if you first go there after Misa, it's not the same. So if you have a choice to go before you die, you're better off to go and die in Eretz Yisrael than rather die in Chutz La'aretz and to be brought there afterwards. So Mora says, "Who garbed? There was a man, the Nofzale Yevama Bechuzoi. As this man was living in Eretz Yisrael, but his brother was living in Chutz La'aretz and Bechuzoi, and his brother died. And there was a question now of Yibum, they had no children. So the question, should he go to be Miyabim, his brother's wife? Is Osla Kaima the Rabbi Chanina, came in front of Rabbi Chanina. Omlei niyestin, ma'u lemechus liyavma, should I go down to Chutz La'aretz to be miyabima? Omlei, so he said back to him, Ochiv nosa kusis, your brother that was living in Chutz La'aretz, it's as if like he married a kusis, like a shiksa, a goya. No, like we had before, whoever's dar in Chutz La'aretz, like you're being over the avodah zarah. So I called his wife, even though she was a Jewish wife, he called like a kusis. Omeis, and your brother died now. So he said, Baruch HaMakim Shogol, like Baruch Hashem, that he died your brother, and even without children. In other words, that he was living in Chutz La'aretz, and if he would have had children, he also would have been living in Chutz La'aretz. And you're not supposed to do that. And for who you're with Achrev, you want to go after him now. In other words, so he told him, Rebbe Chanina told this person, don't go to be Miyabin, you stay better, live in Eretz Yisrael. Omer Rav Yudom HaShemuel, Kishem Sh'osa Lotzeis Meretz Yisrael Abovel, the same way if you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave to go down to Bovel. Kach Osa Lotzeis Mibovel L'Shara Rotzeis. If somebody's living in Bovel, there's also a mila to live in Bovel. And you can't leave Bovel to go to Chutz La'aretz. Like Rashi says, because there's the Soi HaChochem of Torah. There's a tremendous amount of Torah in Bovel, so that's also a choshev place after Eretz Yisrael, and you can't leave Bovel to go to Shara Arotzeis. Rabbi of Rabbi Yosef, the Armativai, they both say, Afilu mi Pumpadisa leveikuvi. You can't even move out of Pumpadisa to Veikuvi, because since Pumpadisa was a Makam HaTorah, you can't leave there. And Ahua, once happened a case to Nofak mi Pumpadisa leveikuvi. One time Chochem Taka left Pumpadisa and went to live in Veikuvi. And Shamte Rabbi Yosef put him into a nidui, put him into a band. Ahua, another case happened in Nofak mi Pumpadisa leyasusina. Sumer the Rabbonin left Pumpadisa to move to this place, and Shochev, he died because of that. And Omer Abaya, Abaya Taka said, Iboi hai Tzumim Rabbonin hevichai. If this Tzumim Rabbonin wanted to, he could have still been alive. In other words, if he wouldn't have moved, it's because of his move that this happened. Rab of Rav Yosef the Armativai, they both say, Kisheirim Sheba Bovel Eretz Yisrael Kol Tosin, that the Choshev of people in Bovel Eretz Yisrael is Kerlutim. In other words, a chash of a person that died in Bavel, he should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And Sherim Sheb Sharerot is a chash of a person living in out of Bavel and Sharerot is Bavel Kultasim. Like he should be buried in Bavel, that's also a school, that's also a Kalita, protects him. Now, Amor says, Lamai, what do you mean to say it's Kalita, it protects you? Ilay Mele Yuchsin, if you want to send a Geir to be about getting married, not a Geir to being buried, but a Geir to getting married, if you want to know if you have an Ishas Meyuchas or not. So you want to say that Eretz Yisrael has the most yichus? So Mor says not like that. The Yom Ma we learned called Harotzeis Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. All the land is like Yisrael, like Do Negeit Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael has more of a yichus than the rest of the lands. But the Eretz Yisrael Yisrael above all, Eretz Yisrael is called like a Do, a mixed up place Negeit above all. In other words, as far as yichus go, when Ezra was involved. He made a tremendous amount of yichus. He separated Klai Yisrael to know exactly how yichus. So the Chur Eretz Yisrael has Bavel has more of a yichus than Eretz Yisrael. So how come we say here from Bavel they should go to Eretz Yisrael? Elo, the Gemara means linyan kvura, to be buried. Because if you die in Bavel, you should be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And if you buy in Chutzlar, it's a koponim, you should be buried in Bavel. And Rashi says, because Bavel sheyesh shom schus teira, a koponim is a schus hatera in Bavel. Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, kol hadar be Bavel, whoever lives in Bavel, kilu dar be Eretz Yisrael, it has the mind like you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Machum is a schus hatera, it's like you're living in Eretz Yisrael. Shinema the Potsuk says, hoi tziyan hi molti yeshev es bas Bavel. It's like we saved tziyan like from Bavel. Omer Rabaya, naktinan Bavel lechav yechev leha Mashiach. The city called Bavel, whoever's living there, won't see the chev leha Mashiach, won't have the pains before the Mashiach comes. Now, Tirgum, we learned, it doesn't really mean Bavel, but rather means Ahutzel de Binyamin. And there is Israel in Binyamin's Chelek, a city called Hutzel. The corollary, they call it Karna de Shizvosa. The cavern, the corner that saves you. There's a special place in Eretz Yisrael in Chelek of Binyamin that's called Bavel there, that place will be saved from Chevli Mashiach. Omer Reb Loza, Meisim Sheva Chutz Loretz Einem Chayim. He holds that the people that die and that are buried in Chutz Loretz, they won't be alive by Tchias Meisim. Shenemar Apostik says, V'nosati Tzvi Deretz Chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu put his Tzvi, his dearness, to the Eretz Chayim, to Eretz Yisrael. It means Eretz Shetzivyon Nebo Meisim Chayim. The land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires, like Eretz Yisrael, the Meisim will stay alive by Tchias Meisim. But Shein Sivyon Nebo, a place that Hashem does not put his desire there, like in Chutz Loretz, so Reb Lezer holds, Ein Mesiyah HaChayim, the people that died there and buried there will not get up by Tchias Meisim. That's Reb Lezer Shita. And this the Gemara says, Mosuk Reb Abba Bamamal, Rabba Bamamal Yester Kasha. The Pasuk says, Yichyo Meisecho and Nevalti Yikumin. It sounds like Tupsukim. The people that die will stay alive, and also Nevalti Yikumin. My love, doesn't these two things mean? Yichyo Meisecho means Meisim Sheveret Yisrael. True, the people that died and were buried in Eretz Yisrael, they'll get up at Chis Meisim. Nevalti Yikumin means Meisim Shevechutz Loretz. People that died and buried in Chutz Loretz, they'll get up also. So it's not like Reb Lezer. So the Mori of Saul, Umay binosati tzvi beret chayim, what does it mean to say Hashem will give a tzvi like a swift thing will come to Eretz Yisrael? And the Gemara Nebuchadnezzar with the chsiv, it's not going mechlal about chis and meisim, it's going about this Russian Nebuchadnezzar Kodesh Baruch will bring against Eretz Yisrael. The Yom HaRachmonot, the Hashem is saying, Maisinu alayu malko de klilo, I'm going to bring upon you a king that's very swift, fast, kitavi like a tzvi, like a deer. So the apostle going on, Nebuchadnezzar Hashem will bring upon Eretz Yisrael. But about people that died and buried, it could be even people that are buried in Chutz Loretz, will also get up at Chiyas HaMeisim. Omlai said back, Nein Mikro Acher Anidersha. Well, does I have another pasuk that says, Noisei Nishom Aliyam. Kodesh Baruch will give breath to this nation, Aliyah, to the people of Aliyah. For Ruach L'Holchim Bo, and there'll be Ruach, wind for the people that go there, walk there. So as Mashmos, only the people in Eretz Yisrael will have a Tchias HaMeisim. I, the Eloh HaKsiv, Nevalti Yikumin, it says the Pasuk before, second Pasuk, Mashm, even people buried in Chutzlos will also get up. But you have to answer no. Hahu b'nefolim u'dechsiv. That just means an eightfold. As both in Yonam are going in Eretz Yisrael. People that are buried in Eretz Yisrael will get up at Tchias HaMeisim. And even the Nefolim, a eightfold, a kid that was born dead, he'll also get up at Tchias HaMeisim. So this is Reb Lezer Shita. He holds no, even the Chutz Loretz also to get up. So what does it mean to say in Eretz Yisrael? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Afilu Shivcho Kenanis, Hashem Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Loi Shi Ba'as Olam Abo. This postulate of Hainoisin Nishoma goes on even a Shivcho Kenanis, Avadish, she's Mizgayer, she was Toivol, and she's Mechabal Yiddishkeit like an Isha, but our Koponim, she's still a Shivcho Kenanis, and she's living in Eretz Yisrael, she'll be for sure to be Zecha to Olam Abo. Ksivok, it says over here, Liyam Aliyah, the people of an Aliyah, Uxavosim, Shvul Echempo Yimachamor, which Medashin Amadim Lechamor. Means even a Shivcha should also be Zeichot Olam Habo for the fact that she's living in Eretz Yisrael. Right, the Gospel on the end of the Pasuk, Beruach Lehochem Bo, there'll be wind for the people that are walking in it, walking in Eretz Yisrael. So Amr Rabbi Yimei Barab, Amr Rabbi Yechonon, Kol HaMahalich Arba Amas Peretz Yisrael, whoever walks for Amas Eretz Yisrael, is Muftach Loi Shu Ben Olam Habo. if he walks 4 amos in Eretz Yisrael, he'll be zeichah to be in Ben Olam Haba. So what does the Ben Olam Haba mean exactly? The Miri speaks about it. There are different terminology, the different terms of Olam Haba. Some say Olam Haba means after the tzaddikim die from this world, then the neshamas go up to Olam Haba. That's called Olam Haba. After that, Yemoisa Mashiach is a different time, and by Tchias Mesim is also a different time. And he says sometimes Olam Haba here means talk of the life later, not with the neshamas of the tzaddikim are right now, but it could also mean either Yemoisa Mashiach or sometimes even go on even after that, the Tchias that would happen later on. So tomorrow, Ul Reb Leza, Tzadikim Shebchutz Loretz Einim Chayim. Back to first Reb Leza, you want to say that that's true that he holds the Tzadikim that are buried in Chutz Loretz, they won't get up at Chiyas Mason. Some Reb Loy says no, he also agrees they'll get up. But the idea Gilgal, you should know they're going to have to crawl to Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you'll only be able to come up out of the ground from Eretz Yisrael. If you're buried in Chutz Loretz, you're going to have to crawl to Eretz Yisrael and then come up. Mask of Lo Reb Abba, Sala, Rabba, that Gilgul at Tzadikim Tsar, like Rabba's name, Rab Abba, Sala, Rabba is his name, he says, the Chura Gilgul at Tzadikim are going to have to cruel Tsar with tremendous amount of pain. Like, how come Hashem is going to give such pain to the Tzadikim to have to cruel from Chutz Loretz Teret Yisrael? So, Tsaru, so Rabbi says, no, Mechilois Nasas Lembekarkam. There'll be a nest that there'll be special tunnels under the ground for them to walk. They'll get up and they'll walk through the tunnel to Eretz Yisrael, and they'll come up. Right, and now the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, "Unesatanim in Mitzrayim u'kvaratanim b'chrosam." That Yaakov Avinu told his sons, told Yosef, "Bury me in Eretz Yisrael." His Omar Karnas said, "Vorm begoy, there's something hidden here. Now let's think into it. How come Yaakov wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael?" Even the Rashi and Chumash brings down a few reasons, but of course, of the Kinim, of course, of the Avodah Zarah, Vaisas Karnas was saying there's something more than that. So Karnas said like this. Yaakov knew he was a tzaddik gomer. If the meisim that are buried in Chutz Loretz will get up at Chiyas Meisim, so why did Yaakov Avinu bother his sons so much to take him to Eretz Yisrael? So pshat is like this, that Yaakov thought, but maybe won't be zeichah to have these special tunnels to walk, maybe it will be very painful to have to crawl. So that's why he didn't want to take a chance, Yaakov Avinu, and if Davka wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Kiyotze Badova, the same thing we find by Yosef, Atom Yisei, the Pasuk says, Vayishpa Yosef es Bnei Yisrael, that Yosef made also his brothers swear, Om Rabbi Chanina Dvorim Begoy, there's something hidden here. Now let's think into it. Why did Yosef bother his brothers to take him into Eretz Yisrael? Yosef knew upon himself he's a Tzadik Gomer. And if you're going to tell me, V'yineisim Shebechutz Loretz, Chayim, if the dead people from Chutz Loretz will also get up at Chiyas Meisim, lo matriach es ochiv, how come he bothered his brothers, arba meis parsa, to carry him 400 parsa? The pshat is also, shemol yiskel mechilos. Maybe Yosef also won't be zoichet to have these tunnels to be able to walk easy to Eretz Yisrael. And there he'll come up. Sholchilei achavol rabba. Rabba's brother that was living in Eretz Yisrael sent a letter like to Rabba that was living in Bavel. He said like this, Yudei Yehoi Yaakov Shesad Gom Roya. He was telling him over this Inyan. Now in between it says that Ilfa Moisaba Dvorim. Ilfa added on something to this. That Maisa Biech happened in a story with one person, Shoyim, it's Tyre Ali Shachas. He liked the lady, he wanted to marry her. But she lived in Chutz Loretz. Well, Bikish Lared, he wanted to go down and live in Chutz Loretz with her. But Kivin Sheshama Gazois, when he heard about this, that even by Chiyas Meisim, even though you're buried in Chutz Loretz, it'll be hard to get there to Israel, you're going to have to crawl, is Galgo Biatzme Adyoy Moisei. He figured it's better to have to crawl now, like stay in Eretz Yisrael his whole lifetime, and to be Zoich at least to get up easily by Chiyas Meisim. So he didn't leave Eretz Yisrael. And now, the brother of Rabbi said back to Rabbi that, Afal Pisha Chochem Godlato, even though you, Rabbi, you're a great person, but Eina Doima, Loimid Miyatzma, Loimid Mirabbi. It's not Doima learning by yourself or learning by a Rebbe. In other words, the brother wanted Rabbi to come up to Eretz Yisrael. If you Toima, maybe you'll tell me, Ein Lecho Rav, that there's no Rav to learn by in Eretz Yisrael. No. Yesh Lecho Rav, there is a Rav. Omani, who should be Rebbe there, Rebbe Yechanan. So the kids of Rabbi's brother wanted him to come up to Eretz Yisrael to learn by Rebbe Yechanan. But he told him, but if you're not going to listen, you're not going to come up to me in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to stay in Bavel, but I call upon him, his Abishloshe Dvorim, watch yourself for three things. One thing is, Altar Babi Yeshiva, don't sit too much. Shay Yeshiva Koshla Tachtoinus. If you sit too much, it's bad for the justice system. When you have to go, it's bad. Don't stand up too much. Standing up too much is hard for the heart. Don't walk too much. Walking too much is bad for your eyes. Ella, what should you do? In other words, the Chura, he was learning the whole day, so he said, don't sit the whole day, don't walk the whole day, and don't stand the whole day. What should you do, rather? Ella, shlish b'yeshiva, one-third, sit. Shlish b'yamida, one-third of the day, stand. Shlish b'hilichim, one-third of the day, you should walk. Now, call yeshiva sheni mo smicha. Anytime you're sitting and you can't lean back, there's no smicha to rest on, is amida nechemenu, you're better off standing. For the Gemara, is that true? Amida is like a dietist, I'm standing. I have Ahmed, he just got finished telling me, amida kosher leif, that standing up is bad for the heart. Eli meant to say like this, yeshiva,